I just finished reading a novel called Lost Children Archive, and in it, a woman is talking about memories of her mother, and she was talking about a time they visited Greece, and the daughter learned the root meanings of the word enthusiasm. She says, "I remember the definition my mother gave of the term, breaking it down into its parts. En, theos, seismos, which means something like in, God, earthquake." Then she explained that enthusiasm was a kind of inner earthquake produced by allowing oneself to be possessed by something larger and more powerful. Allowing ourselves to be possessed by something larger. That willingness to allow and invite God to work in us. And I believe that willingness may be what Jesus refers to in his description of the mustard seed of faith. Faith, after all, is less about strength of belief and more about a willingness to serve God by loving other people. Are we willing to do that? Do we have the mustard seed, that small bit of willingness that will allow us to put aside our agendas and our animosity and be with God's people? Do we have the willingness for a faith, for a God who asks us to live together in peace, to forgive one another, to take care of people we don't like or don't even know? Do we have enthusiasm for a faith that asks those difficult choices of us? We have a long tradition in the Judeo-Christian tradition, and we go back to an understanding in the Old Testament to a great degree, in the ancient times, an understanding that God could be summoned to be on our side to kill our enemies. We have a new understanding now, though, because of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Jesus, instead of saying, "Take care of my enemies, kill them," Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." The mustard seed of faith means somehow summoning up the will to believe in a God who will not destroy our enemies, but will instead ask us to forgive them. Do we have that willingness to go that far? Do we have that mustard seed within us? I read a quote recently that said, "Human memory is unique because from the information in our brains, we can summon not only things that did or do exist, but also things that might exist." That, in part, is the mustard seed. It is that imagination and that willingness to believe in something so powerful that it can move us like an inner earthquake. It's not about understanding. It's not about explanation. It's about willingness. So the question is, can we, will we, be inwardly moved with that inner earthquake to seek a God who allows suffering? Do we seek God only so that we will prosper? Or can we be moved by a God who leaves so many of the people here grieving and despairing and needy? We have to have a willingness to invite God to be with us in this world where oppression and unfairness exist or even thrive. We have to be willing to invite God to be with us. the things God asks us to do, to be willing to do, are not easy. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." We are to have the faith, the mustard seed, the willingness to follow Jesus in those difficult places. If we follow Jesus, our prayer will be honest, and we will say, "God, let this cup pass from me," but we will follow it by saying, "And yet I am willing to do what you ask." Faith is less about strength of belief and more about the willingness to serve God by loving God's people. Are we willing to do that? It's our choice. Are we willing to serve other people, even those who would exile us, torment us, persecute us, hurt us? Are we willing to forgive them? The prayer I will pray when Jesus lives fully in me is, "Save them, God." Yes, even them. It takes the mustard seed of faith, a willingness to invite God to live in us and work through us, no matter how difficult it may be. It's just a willingness to ask for faith and to try in the difficult challenges of living with and loving other people. God can do those things through us, but only if we are willing, if we have that mustard seed of faith. The theologian N.T. Wright said one of the great lessons of Christian living is that you don't need great faith. You need faith in a great God. Just a mustard seed. Just a willingness to open yourself to the power of God. To this God who not only forgives us, but moves us and changes us like an inner earthquake produced by allowing ourselves to be possessed by something more powerful. Enthusiasm in God, earthquake. Amen.